they murdered. All their friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify.
We rehearsed didn't we? We rehearsed it. It was in sync, synchronized. We got to get on the same page. It did. Overcast. Yeah, pretty good. I love it. Always love it. Telling you, always love saying it, man. Great to be back, man. Another unofficial holiday schedule release.
That's right. I don't know, like, if people say Christmas morning, but they're making us wait till 8 p.m. So is this more like Christmas Eve? I don't know. I don't know what to compare this to, but
well, we got to open one present early. We know everybody's been booking their trips here in Purple Land.
That's right. So if you were watching Good Morning Football today, they released Week 1 and the international games. Unfortunately, the Ravens will not be playing internationally. However, they will be on the road opening up Week 1 on Monday Night Football in Las Vegas against the Raiders.
Yeah, baby, the Raiders. How about that? How about that? Monday Night Football, Las Vegas, Lamar Jackson. Doesn't get any better than this, man. Yeah, that's awesome. Right.
The Ravens and Lamar, they will be christening that brand new stadium that was supposed to open up, you know, with fans this past year. But here we are. We're going to Vegas. The Ravens are going to Vegas and opening up the season. They're going to make us wait. See, that's the thing. Monday Night Football, first week, you're so excited to get football back, but now you got to wait an extra day to see the Ravens play from everybody.
That means the following weekday, it's a shorter week. You get football 6 days to seven. I get what you mean.
That's a good way of looking at it.
But dude, think about it, man. It's awesome. I mean, the limelight, I didn't expect, you know, I expected the Ravens, obviously, to get some primetime love. Obviously, they're a playoff team 3 years in a row. They got Lamar. Everybody's must-see TV, or one of the must-see TVs in the league, apart from Patrick Mahomes and still Tom Brady and others. And he's a big draw. And it was circled when we're coming out of this COVID environment. A lot of fans were talking it up, right? Like, hey, things open back up. Vegas 2021, new stadium, new city. I've personally never been to Vegas. Is this the trip to go on this year? And everybody – now everybody's releasing it. Yeah, I mean, you've seen it just today. I think, I know the Ravens aren't playing in Maryland on this game, but just today, Governor was easing restrictions on the venues, entertainment venues, and things are opening up. It's kind of fitting. Speaking of Vegas, I watched one of my favorite shows, Bar Rescue, and Taffer. You know, he's a Vegas resident and native. And for those who don't know about that show, it's pretty awesome. He was actually speaking to the owners about that, even with Vegas, and he said, hey, things are slowing down there. Tourists are starting to come back. So it's awesome. And hey, what better way than get it right out of the way early September? A lot of fans were fearing like, oh, this is probably going to be one of those like Vegas trips, like during the holidays or Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's going to be jammed in there. I mean, it'd have been a nice warm weather destination for Ravens fans to get away from Baltimore, but I love it, man. Dude, this is great. You know, waiting all weekend for Monday night, but that means just we got a full slate of football to watch and getting there and seeing that the Ravens could end up sole possession of first place, seeing how our opponents do in the division that Sunday and thereafter. So yeah, man, I'm overjoyed with getting the Las Vegas Raiders in the Roomba Dome. What was it called? The Robodome or Rubidome?
The Roomba Dome.
Yeah, like the little robot. It looks like it. A lot of folks dubbed it as the Death Star. It's a pretty cool stadium. I've actually heard fans that toured it already, not like seeing an event there, but just did the tour. So it's wicked. It's pretty awesome. And I'm trying my best. I just posted before the show. See if I can get there. It's looking at options. I personally never been to Vegas, man. I don't know about you. but this is one. I mean, they would travel to Vegas once every 8 years. So if it ain't now, it'd be 8 years from now, bro, unless I just go there and not watch a non-Ravens game. But it be pretty cool. Plus, yeah. I'd get to see the arena that the Stanley Cup champion Capitals won in 2018. So
that's a little bit of a bummer. There is the fact that the Ravens are playing in September. So yes. there's no chance that you could like double up with a Ravens game and a Caps game in case they were in Vegas. So
that's true.
Double up for that, unfortunately. But Ravens, just so everybody knows, as we're recording this right before 8 o'clock. So these are going to be instant reactions to the Ravens games and the schedule as they're being released. So, we don't know anything right now. There have been a couple weeks
like,
out there.
It's kind of like opening your presents live on TV.
That's right. Yeah. This is like a YouTube unboxing that everybody likes to watch, but
right. But before we get this, have you?
Yeah, so I actually, it's been a couple years, but I actually turned 21 in Las Vegas. So my first drink was actually at Margaritaville, the Jimmy Buffett restaurant.
Really?
So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I turned 21 midnight.
How's Vegas? I mean, you haven't been here in a while. How's, obviously things probably changed, but the more the things change, they stay the same. It's Las Vegas. You can always put up another hotel and casino, but what's the atmosphere like? And I know some friends personally have been there to get rooms comped all the time. They tell me stories. What's your take, bro?
Hold on. The Ravens have just released the schedule.
Let's see
what we got.
Drum roll, please. I don't got it. Hold on.
There we go.
I got it now. Hold on. There it goes. I was waiting for the notification. You got it first.
Yeah, so here we go. All right, so week one, we know Monday Night Football is going to be against the Raiders. Week two, at home, opening up against the Chiefs. That's an 8:20 game. Is that Sunday Night Football?
I just got chills. Look at that. So we get redemption as Ravens fans. We couldn't go to the Monday night game in the Chiefs on September. Now we get the home opener. So there you go. Not only do you have to wait Monday night, but then we get a longer week coming back and we get to do what a 1-2 punch for the Ravens right out of game.
Wow. Two prime times right out of the gate. Week three in Detroit. You've been there for a game before. That's a 1 o'clock.
The 61 yarder from Justin Tucker.
That's right. Then we got in Denver, so two away games, one Detroit, one Denver, 4:25 start the Sunday after.
Could be Aaron Rodgers' new home.
It could be Aaron Rodgers' new home. We have another Monday night game, a Monday night game at home, week five against Indy. We do not call them the Colts here, up against Indy.
And Harbaugh will be happy because how many times has he been vocal on the press conferences that we never get a home Monday night football game? So we open on the road Monday night. So, dude, three out of the first five games are primetime. How about that? And
that's
AFC opponents
wild.
Of that. So pay attention there, too. Absolutely.
All right. So week six, we've got week Chargers at the Ravens. That's a 1 o'clock start. Then we've got, October 24th. The Bengals are coming here. So is that the first division rival?
Looking at the schedule, we don't play our first division game until week seven, so that means they're all backloaded.
Really?
Oh, that means we're going to play. Yep.
Well, I think the app is crashing on me right now because now I can't even look at it.
I got it, so I'll pick it up. So
week eight
we had the bye. Halloween weekend, we got the bye. Usually we play around that week. So, and again, I would love to go through the Ravens history, Brandon. The Ravens usually have their bye week right there in the middle. It's usually weeks 8, 9, or 10. They never, they had that one bye. Remember, they moved it. Remember, they had an early bye because of the London game when they got waxed by the Jacksonville Jaguars, but then they all had to move it because of the road trip. So, didn't they move it up because of the trip? They wanted the extra time off.
They moved it up. And there also was the time where they
Texans.
Had this because of a hurricane. Yeah,
Texans got
hurricane.
Moved. Yeah. But other than that, it seems like the Ravens really get favored by splitting the season in kind of half. So, week eight, right after the Bengals home game, that's the first game of the division. They get a bye week. Week nine, they get the Minnesota Vikings at home. So it's back-to-back home games there. Vikings 1 o'clock on Sunday, November 7th. Now, going back to the warmer climate, South Beach Thursday Night Football. It is week 10, Miami Dolphins in South Beach on November 11th. So, So might be another warm weather trip in November right before the Turkey Day. So, we could be going to Vegas 1 week and Miami the next. So Ravens are actually having some pretty favorable road games in primetime too.
Have you been to a Miami game before?
Yes.
I feel, yeah, I was going to say, I thought you have.
I've been to two of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been to two Dolphins-Ravens games away. I can make this my third, and I love it, man. Another away game, another primetime. So this is the fourth, count it, fourth primetime. So we covered it. We got Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night covered. Ravens cover all the primetime games. It's put two Monday nighters in there. Week 10, and we have four games out of 10 games. So we're looking pretty good, or nine games, I should say.
Look at week 12, not to skip over the Bears, but look at week 12, another primetime game.
Man, you just don't care about Chicago, do you?
Sorry to our buddies at the Chicago.
All right, yeah, I was going to say, come on, man. They're going to light you up. I'm going to let them know. I was kidding. Can't forget about the Bears. But, yeah, we do play week 11. I know you're getting excited, man. Don't get ahead of me here. Week 11. Stay right with me, Brandon. Stay with me. Week 11. It's in Soldier Field, Sunday, November 21st at 1 o'clock. Then we do the second divisional game. Primetime game number 5. Count on, Brandon. 1, 2, 3, right? 4.
Wow.
5 out of the first games. Sunday, cow. November 28th, man. Sunday night against the Browns. Oh, I can't wait, because we know the Monday Nighter was historic last year. This is going to be a great matchup. Hold on, because I have the schedule in front of me. Look at how the schedule sets up, bro. Browns, Steelers, Browns, 3 in a row.
Wow. Hold on. Is that November 28th? That is the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Okay. So they're, again, making us wait a little bit longer for that Ravens football.
Hey, good things come to those who wait. Be patient, right? But how about it? Then we have another kind of primetime game, Sunday, December 5th in Pittsburgh at 4:25.
That's weird. That's a 4 o'clock start for two East Coast teams. That's odd.
Well, it's a prime. Yeah, they want it in primetime. It's kind of primetime because December gets dark early, remember? Like 5 o'clock. Yeah. So.
Is that a game that could potentially get flexed week 13?
Yeah, I think starting over in those double-digit games, weeks like, 10 through 16 or something like that.
Okay.
And this is an awesome schedule. And remember, we get rewarded an extra home game and an extra game this year. This is the biggest schedule we get. So, but, Brandon, look at that. This is awesome. So, we got another Steelers game there. And what's next after that? What you got?
Week 14, Sunday, December 12th. It's Ravens at Browns heading over to Cleveland, to the Christmas Story House, December 12th. So you got, like you said, Browns, Steelers, Browns. That's going to be a tough stretch right there. Tough December on the Ravens.
It is, and we certainly want to break it down a little bit. Then week 15, got Packers coming to Baltimore.
Is that going to be an Aaron Rodgers-less Packers?
It has to be. As we know, breaking before the schedule release, Aaron Rodgers – you know, his time could be up in Packer land. And as we know, the Packers signed, and you texted to me, and I kind of knew right before that too, and I appreciate sharing the wealth, is Blake Bortles assigned to a contract with the Green Bay Packers. So you have to speculate, okay, you know, they're already on rocky ground, right? They signed Blake Bortles. You kind of have the writings on the wall there. This could have been, you know, your last take for Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Famer, to see him in Baltimore. I'm going to go and say, no, it's not. Again, you know, with the Broncos being on the schedule, he's one of the suitors, or they would be trade partners, because they had the cap room to absorb his contract. There's one of a few teams out there, but he wants controls on destiny. So we'll see what comes of that. But the Packers come to Baltimore Sunday, December 19th, right before the Christmas holiday. Week 15, Packers here Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, and then week 16, Sunday, Boxing Day, December 26th. The Ravens are on the road in Cincinnati against the Bengals. That's a
Christmas weekend,
start.
Man. All right, so that's Christmas right. Weekend in Cincinnati, the site of the spin move, the site of all that's the massacres right. Under Lamar, because the last time they played the Bengals up there, it was absolutely trouncing. It's always fun to go up there.
There's
our ninth
starts.
Home game, or eighth or ninth home games.
That's right. So look at that. The last 2 weeks of the season, two home games for the Ravens. That's a nice little package they got there. So the Rams are coming to town on January 2nd, starting off 2022 in Baltimore.
In a prime time.
4:25 start. There you go.
Another one.
And then week 18, closing it all up with the Steelers at the Ravens.
Steelers closing out start. The show. Closing Ooh. Out the show. Love it.
That's going to be a rough one to end with. My goodness.
What a season.
That's going to be a lot of points. Oh, look at this preseason. So, of course, like nobody really cares about these, but the Saints will be coming to town in Baltimore. Then the Ravens go to Carolina, and unfortunately the Ravens have to go to FedEx Field and go up against Washington. What a terrible place to end the preseason.
Well, it's terrible to end any season. Yeah, this is going to be awesome. And again, with the new preseason, right, they took one away. We get one preseason game and 9 home games. Ravens fans still have 10 opportunities at least to go to games this year. We get one pre and then 2 on the road for the preseason to wrap it up. Looking through the schedule, man, what's your take so far? What do you think? Happy about it? Sad? Concerned?
I'm a little bummed there aren't any holiday games. You know me. I like Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. So, unfortunately, not seeing the Ravens on the holidays kind of bums me out.
The 26th, the day after Christmas, Christmas on Saturday, kind of is. Kind of.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah. I get your point. It's not only the actual holiday, right? But kind of. I get it.
Now,
just had to throw
here's
it.
Here's my worry, though. You got to talk to me about this and then some other fans who have concerns that Lamar – when the national stage is on him and he's under those bright lights, that he buckles a little bit. And there's a lot of primetime games, 8 o'clock starts. We've got Monday
disagree
night
with those
home,
critics.
Monday
this isn't the
away.
Playoffs. Disagree so, wholeheartedly, bro. This isn't the playoffs. Look at his track record in primetime games. His rookie year, he won all primetime games, all of them. So remember the Browns game last year? He won that. He came came back into a touchdown pass. I mean, the only primetime game I feel like he's lost was the Chiefs Monday Nighter last year. Is that the only primetime game he's really lost in the regular season? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
I feel, yeah, I think so.
And the Chiefs is his kryptonite. We get him again on primetime. So
now that right there, I'm happy about that. To get the Chiefs at the beginning, that's going to be a nice little coup.
And it's going
to
be emotional, man, because if all signs and everybody's touting it, right? Roger Goodell saying full fans. Dick Cass, the president, saying, I got an email saying, like, we expect you guys back. Things are looking in the right direction as far as, you know, Maryland's state of affairs for COVID. As you know, the governor today, I know today's in May. September is a long way from now. Things could change, whether they're good or bad, we don't know. Lifting the restrictions, but we expect a full house. And, this is where, like, I knew last year I got real excited, right? Oh, schedule comes out because we actually thought we would put COVID behind us, and it definitely wasn't. So I'm still going to get excited, man, because I don't want a situation like a pandemic to steal my joy. I'm not going to sit here and be all, damn it. Well, I'm not going to get excited because we might not go to that game. Look, if we go, we go. We don't. I've always said if we're not 100% capacity, I'm getting my full refund back for my season ticket. So I get a few $1,000s back. So what do I care? Right. So
right.
I'm not going to be playing that Russian roulette game like we did last year when it was like the Steelers game. You go in a lottery and you might get picked. You might not know. If I paid my invoice in full as a season ticket order. If I don't get all 10 games, preseason included, I'm not going. I'm just going to sell the games back and then take my chances or watching them on TV. That's just my take on the situation. But with that being unpacked, how emotional will that be? Not only to get your kryptonite as a team with Lamar, let's say just for the sake of the conversation, Ravens take care of business on Monday night, last game of week 1, right? To come home 1-0.
Right.
Whatever the Chiefs do in week 1, win or lose, doesn't matter, right? You play the home opener on Sunday night against your greatest rival in the division, or not division, the conference. It's then you have Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. The first Sunday night game for the Ravens this year, how to start 1-2 punch. They go from Monday football to Sunday night football. I mean, the national spotlight is going to be in the Ravens bingo. I mean, who's to say they open up at 2-0 and win both primetime games like that? Nothing but nobody will be talking. Everybody will be talking, you know, purple and black football. But it's going to be emotional, not to get lost in the sauce. It's going to be very emotional because just imagine a packed house, full throng, Chiefs, Ravens. Just thinking about it, just get me. We're in the feels, man. That's going to be the one. That's going to be the toughest ticket. I mean, I went to opening day here in Baltimore, right, for the Orioles when they opened up 25% capacity. That was emotional because apart from the Ravens-Steelers game last year, that was the second sporting event in person that I could attend in 2 years. Things are starting to open up, right, because a couple of my favorite bands just put out a tour. I just bought concert tickets for a show in December, and that was the that's going to be the first time I'm going to be attending concerts since September of 2019. So put it in perspective, man. So things are starting to getting there.
You and I have had tickets to go see Fozzy for like over a year now.
Was their schedule like four times? Yeah. I forget now when the show is. I have to look it up. but I have Rage Against the Machine, and that's been postponed three times or twice. It went from 2019 to 2020, 21. Now it's 2022 or something like that. So, but in all essence, that home opener is everything. I mean, everything. And I'm tickled to death. Looking at the schedule, now that we've unpacked it, we know where we're going to be, what times, prime time, not prime time. I'm going to pick this apart. And obviously, I want your take as well. We understand, right? They open up two straight prime time games, bam, bam. They open up three out of the four on the road. Some people might go, but there's more games to be played, not just four of them. The Chiefs game in the first month of the season is the only home game, right? But if you look at the Ravens, after they come home from Denver in week four, they're in Baltimore till they go to Miami on November 11th. Let me repeat that. The Baltimore Ravens, after coming home from a road trip in Denver, pretty much it's 2 days before my birthday, October 3rd, right? They come home. It's a 4:25 start there, Eastern. So it's a prime time for us, 1 o'clock for them, obviously, on the West Coast. They come home that Sunday night, hopefully with a victory against Denver, but, you know, they play the Colts on Monday night, Chargers on Sunday, Bengals on Sunday, Vikings on Sunday. Then they go a short week to Dolphins. So pretty awesome. I love it. I mean, look at that. Weeks 5 through 10, or pretty much 5 through 9, for a whole month, they're home. Then they go to Miami for a short Thursday night football. Then they have another away game, but because they have the mini bye week, because right, they got the Thursday night, right? Then they go to Chicago, which isn't that far of a trip. But then here's the other fun part of the schedule, as we thought. You ready for this, bro? You were questioning it. You're like, wait a minute, Josh, I only see one divisional game, and that was the Bengals in week 7. Where are the rest of them? Mm-hmm. Surprise, baby. AFC North looms at the end of the schedule, which is awesome because I'm telling you, man, I mean, the Ravens, Browns, and Steelers, you know that the AFC North put three teams in the playoffs last year, three. Three.
That's right.
And two of them obviously won a playoff game. Steelers weren't one of them. We knew that. This is unprecedented. And then you're talking Browns, Steelers, Browns, home, away, away. Wow. Then you're talking Green Bay at home and then Bengals. So you're talking a stretch where four out of the next five games and three out of five are on the road against your division opponents with a home Browns game and a home Packers game. Oh, boy. If you don't think the division is going to come around that stretch of the schedule, man, I'm like, I know the beginning of schedule is electric, right? But AFC North football starting four out of five games starting in November 28th, December football, AFC North at its finest. Can I just circle that whole big section of the schedule and just love it anymore? That screams AFC North. Browns, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, all in a five-week span. And then, obviously, we get L.A. thrown in there with Steelers. So you're looking at, what, 1, 2, 3, 5 out of six divisional games are weeks 12 through 18. Oh, boy, buckle up.
Wow. And I mean, we're talking Browns and Steelers and how rough, you know, it was last year with them. The Cincinnati Bengals, they're a young and up-and-coming team. I don't really see them rolling over for the Ravens this year.
You can't really say it, right?
They're going to get better. Yeah.
Joe Burrow's got – he's back from his injury. The Bengals had a high draft pick. Now, they got their receiver. I think it was Jamar Chase, if I remember correctly. I have to look. They jettisoned A.J. Green, but we know Joe Mixon. It's going to be a force in the running game. We know what the Brownies been bringing, and we know what – the Steelers are going to bring him. We know Ben's coming back for one more year. And, man, it's rough and tumble. This probably top to bottom. I want to tell you, this is probably my favorite schedule. I mean, I would have to go back and look, but seeing how The primetime games open up 1-2 punch. We have a slew of primetime games if you throw the 4:25s in there, because obviously technically is, because the game will be over till 7:30, 8 o'clock. You're playing at night in the later part of the year. You get all the AFC North games backloaded in a division where everybody beats each other up and it's competitive, where you had three teams in the playoffs last year in this division. Sign me up. And it was already said that the Ravens have one of the toughest schedules in football this year. I think it was like one or two, if I remember correctly. The Steelers had one, Ravens had two, if I remember that. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry. But top to bottom, the way this schedule sets up with, I explained the home games linked in there, four home games in a row. Dude, top to bottom, and I can give this schedule a big bear hug and just fall asleep with it. I love this schedule, brother. I'm happy. I'm happy as crap. Love it.
Looking at the schedule for the NFL as a whole, I also, you know, just looking around, you've got to look at Tom Brady's return to New England. That's going to be on October 3rd. That's going to be in primetime, of course. But that one is definitely going to be one I think the entire world will be watching as the GOAT returns to New England. So
with Mac Jones and new quarterback, it's going to be interesting. Right. It's going to be awesome. That one's a circle one. And how about the kickoff the NFL season? Cowboys at Bucks Thursday night. Thursday night football to start it off. And it's going to be awesome. Dak Prescott, welcome back. Tom Brady and the champion Bucks, they all have all hands on deck. They really didn't jettison anybody. Speaking of week one, here's what I find crazy. Bears at Rams get the first Sunday night game. How about not the Browns and Chiefs? Why are the Browns and Chiefs 4:25 that day? That would be a 1-2 punch for an NFL, right? Have Browns and Chiefs Sunday night and then have the Raiders and Ravens. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. By the way, interesting take. I got my week one schedule on Pro Football Talk. They have Raiders at Ravens. Someone must have told them that that's not in Baltimore on week one. I'm actually going to screenshot it right now and send it to them and be like, might want to tweak that. Whoops. But that's just my take. But you're right, man. That New England game returned with Tom Brady, going to be masterful, man.
All right, so just looking at our schedule here, we know the drama going on right now in Green Bay. Do you see Aaron Rodgers being a quarterback for any of the teams we're up against?
Yeah, I certainly explained before. Denver is a possible suitor. They have the ability to absorb the cap room. What's pretty much going to happen here is seeing what that looks like. The Packers are probably not going to make a move to after June 1st because of cap implications of what they can save financially. I mean, the Saints were linked as a possible suitor. And what's intriguing me is the Packers and Saints play each other in week one, if I'm not mistaken. So obviously
I have also heard Washington being a potential landing spot for him.
Heard that one too. They already have the defense built. They got a young core of receivers led by Terry McLaurin. They got a great running back down there in Antonio Gibson. It can happen. You finish out his career, but I'm not discounting the franchise, but it's like, I don't see Aaron Rodgers. If he wants to control his own destiny, like it's been said, I don't see him going to a Washington football team to do that. I think he's going to control his own way. I heard that he said he wants to finish out on the West Coast. I don't know what teams out there are suitors other than Denver, because obviously, as we know, unless it's the Raiders, and I don't know, I don't think they have the cap room to do it. Plus, they got Derek Carr leading the way there, but it ain't the Seahawks. It isn't the Cardinals. The Niners just drafted Trey Lance, so you're not going to bring in Aaron Rodgers unless you want to win now and not go to a Trey Lance and build for the future. I don't know, but I can see him maybe going to San Francisco is the only maybe out there. Then you look at the AFC West. Like I said, Chargers have Herbert.
Wait. San Francisco after what they have Garoppolo and they have the number 3 draft pick? Mm-hmm. You think they're going to go, they're going to bring Rodgers in?
You can always do a trading deal. I mean, they could trade Garoppolo to the Packers. Okay. I mean, even if they just signed Blake Bortles, you don't know. I don't know. Just spitballing.
That's quite the drop off too, from Aaron Rodgers to Blake Bortles. I mean, no offense, Bortles, but come on.
Yeah. I mean, Bortles playing the title game, couldn't get over the hump, but, he had a run, very short run in Jacksonville, but, it's intriguing to see how this all drama unfolds, but that's another, again, beauty of the NFL offseason. You know, you got the draft behind us. We know what players went where. Now the schedule's out. It's out in the open for us to dissect, chew on, enjoy lament or complain about. You know, it is what it is. But I'm excited, brother. I mean, up and down. It's going to be fun, but we'll see. We'll see where these players move on. But it'd be interesting to see if he goes to Denver and doing Peyton Manning's old stomping grounds and him doing kind of what Peyton Manning did at the end of his journey as well.
Right. Well, hey, the 2021 schedule, this looks like it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I will say that my girlfriend texted me, and she said, thank God none of these games are on Thanksgiving or Christmas. So her and I think a little bit differently on that topic, I guess. But
agree to disagree.
Yeah, exactly. But, man, that time, that end of the season from November through December, I think, is more important than ever with all of those AFC North matchups. I mean, that is going to be a stretch, and hopefully everyone can stay healthy. And we have, a couple new cogs on this team that were drafted. So hopefully we're going to see this team be able to go the long haul. You know, last year was kind of stricken with injuries. It felt like everybody was going down towards the end there. But, hey, I mean, this looks like it's going to be a fun schedule. A lot of night games. So make sure you got plenty of coffee for Monday or Tuesday mornings, even Friday mornings for that Thursday game. So make sure you're stocking up for your Keurig. You got some K-Cups or something there. I know you got some Ravens coffee. I saw you pour some of that earlier this year.
Oh, absolutely, man. Black Raven coffee, man. It's from Coffee Coffee here in Maryland. It's great. I love a fresh brewed cup of Black Raven coffee. Go get it.
All right, Josh. Well, hey, is that it for this the schedule release show?
Not exactly. Because we love primetime football so much, I wanted to cover the gambit. Thursday, Sunday, okay. Monday Night Football. So down the list, starting with Thursday Night Football, we know the Ravens are included in all three. Going right down the list, obviously, week two starting with Thursday Night Football, you have Giants against Washington, Panthers at Texans, Bengals at Jaguars, Rams at Seahawks. Great matchup there, especially with Matt Stafford out west. Buccaneers at Eagles. It's going to be a good ticket. And that's a great ticket if you're, Thursday Night Football, you want something to do, Ravens fans. You want to see Tom Brady and the champion Bucks? Why not buy an Eagles ticket? I know some Eagles fans who got some season tickets, but I don't think they'll unload that one, though. That one's a prime ticket, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Broncos at Browns. Week 7, week 8's Packers at Cardinals. 9, we got Jets and Colts, and then the Ravens and Dolphins. Obviously, we know it was week 10. Patriots at Falcons, Cowboys at Saints, Steelers, Vikings in week 14. And we're up to week 15 with Chiefs and Chargers. And then the 49ers visit the Titans to cover out week 16. So that's the Thursday night slate. Moving on to Sunday night football. We know the Bears and Rams we covered in week 1, Chiefs and Ravens week 2, right? Packers at 49ers, Buccaneers at Patriots. So there it is. Sunday Night Football week 4, as you said. So that's going to be the one to circle week 4. Buccaneers at Patriots for Sunday Football, the feast on there. Bills at Chiefs, rematch at AFC title game in week 5 after that. So Sunday Night Football has got some heavy hitters, man. They got some heavy hitters right out of gate. Chiefs, Ravens, battle of that. Bills, Chiefs. Buccaneers, Patriots. Now, week 6, Seahawks at Steelers, another great matchup. 7's got Colts at Niners, Cowboys, then Vikings, Titans, Rams, Chiefs at Raiders, Steelers at Chargers, Browns at Ravens. So, obviously, the Ravens are on the slate on 2 Sunday night football games, I should say. Then we have the Niners at Seahawks, the divisional matchup, 2 in a row there. And then 3, Bears and Packers, and then the Saints and Bucks. Washington at the Cowboys, and then they wrap up Vikings at Packers. And as we know, in week 18, they always save that Sunday night flex game for that end all, one be all, win to get in, losers out kind of deal. It'll be determined after week 17. And then wrapping up, the primetime slate, the Monday night football schedule is as follows. As we know, the Ravens and Raiders open things up in Las Vegas. Then we have Lions Packers. Another divisional matchup there to start. Then we have another divisional matchup, Eagles at Cowboys. Week 4, Raiders at Chargers. Ravens got 2 out of the first 5 Monday Night Football games as we covered. Colts at Ravens, week 5. Love it. But as we say, we don't say Colts here in Baltimore, it's Indy. Week 6, that's right, Indy. Week 6 is Bills at Titans. Week 7, Saints Seahawks, Giants Chiefs, Bears at Steelers, Rams, Niners, Giants at Bucks. We're on the week 12. We got Seahawks against Washington. Patriots at the Bills. Going to be a good matchup there. Ooh, Rams at Cardinals. One. Yeah, week 13, Patriots at Bills. See how Mac Jones does in his first year. We expect him to be the full-time starter for New England. Rams at Cardinals. Vikings at Bears. Dolphins at Saints. And the last Monday Night Football game of the year on week 17 is Browns at the Steelers. So, there we go. So, there's your primetime gambit. In a nutshell, it's all out there on the interwebs. It's here, maybe. We knew the opponents. Now here's the win. And again, with the schedule comes that ninth home game against the LA Rams. And it's a 4:25 game in January. Start off 2022. And the Ravens get two home games to start off the brand new year in 2022. It's gonna be great, man. Again, I'm looking forward to it, man. Love breaking it down with you, man. Want to ask you, just picking out with two things. Look at the schedule and pick out your favorite game and your least favorite game. Just one game.
All right. Favorite game's got to be week two.
Okay. Against home opener against the Chiefs. All right.
Get it done early. You know, get that monkey off your back. You know, that's the kryptonite. You know, let's beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's get that confidence and that motivation week two to go through the season. Least favorite game? Man, I don't know.
I mean, they're all good, right?
Yeah. I mean, all solid games. Honestly, I want to say maybe my least favorite game is Chicago. You know, Chicago has tripped up the Ravens a year or two ago. They're kind of an uneven team. You don't know who's going to show up what Sunday. And they're still kind of rebuilding. So I think that one potentially has the biggest chance to be like a 50-50 type of game. Plus, it's an away game in November in Chicago. That could be a chilly one.
Could be. I agree with you on that. Chiefs, home opener, week two, best game on my favorite game on the schedule. You know, being that you're a blessed season ticket holder like me, that's even more storied because you just know you just can't wait to get there. Least favorite, probably going to be my least favorite. It's hard to say. I mean, do I have to go with least favorite? I'm going to say
this is your game.
I say I made the rules up, but I don't want to pick the same game as you, but that I'm going to go Steelers away week 13, 4:25, December 5th, just because the reason that it's always tough to play in Pittsburgh, especially in December, sandwiched in between two Browns games, the second of three in a row. Heinz Field's always tough. I mean, and you know, we know the Ravens had COVID problems there in the past, a little bit of redemption, but the Ravens Steelers always play each other tough, and the Steelers games just always just it comes down to wire. It's always close. It's always the woulda, shoulda, couldas, and it's probably my least favorite game because it's just a tough place to play. It just makes me cringe every time. So I'm going to say the Steelers away game is going to be my least favorite because I just hate going there. Plus, I hate the team. but it's all good. But I'm excited, man. Up top to bottom, got to love it. And then what better way? If you thought last year's schedule was awesome and we couldn't go, this year's schedule, if we can go to all these games, oh, man, I can't wait to break this all down this year. Let me tell you that. I can't wait to get to it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to see you wear your Batman outfit again.
And I'm telling you what, if I can find a way to get to Vegas and put my monies together to have Batman in the black hole, then when fans come back,
yeah,
come on, bro. Come on. I mean, and, I would fit right. They would Vegas, think I'm a Raiders fan. I fit right in with these guys.
It's Vegas, and you're going to be walking around like Batman. They're going to be like, all right, that seems pretty normal.
Well, I got to keep it class. I got to pull the Bruce Wayne and go rent the sports cars and go out to nice dinners and gamble. Then I got to go be Batman during the game, beat them up, beat some Raiders crime fighters up, be a crime fighter, beat some Raiders up. I'm going to see if I get there. I mean, I've been looking at packages already. What better way to do it? Be More Around Town was already putting together a package for fans. A lot of fans were texting me some a la carte deals. You know, I can find a round trip for this. I can find this for that. And I'm like, whoa. And tickets, because it's the first game in Vegas, not only that, but it's the home opener for Las Vegas. It's the first time fans come back. Tickets started going for $700 to $1,000 upper level. So everybody's like, you're going to pay that price? But I'm like, I've already seen all inclusive with airfare, hotels, and game ticket included was $26. So, hey, if I can keep a trip under $3,000, let's do it. But with besides gambling and entertainment aside, but it's Las Vegas. And like I told you, it goes once every 8 years. And to come out of a pandemic to enjoy something like that, it just would be a weight of all of our shoulders, not just me personally, but just like to just go, I'm out west, I'm traveling to a city I never did, I'm seeing a premier game, probably the only time I'll be able to just enjoy that kind of atmosphere on Monday Night Football. You're not going out there for just a Sunday stroll casually at 1 o'clock. I mean, it's the Monday night opener, and it's the only one. I mean, all eyes are going to be on this game. I mean, it's Ravens, Raiders, Monday Night Football. I mean, it can't get any better than that. And so I'm excited. And if it's a full capacity, man, imagine that indoor stadium rocking with Raiders fans, even Ravens fans making the trip. I just can't imagine starting off like that with a road trip and then coming back home for a Sunday football game. I'm not going to be focused all week at where I'll be like bonkers. So I'm going to try to get out there. Batman's going to try his best to fly the Batwing out west. How's that?
All right. That sounds pretty good, man. So, all right, this time around, is this it for the show?
Maybe. Nah, I'm just kidding. Yes. I always like to pull some strings there. Nah, we got this one, brother. Great breakdown, man. I'm excited. And with that being said, we bid you adieu, quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
Yeah, tweet us. Let us know what you think and which game you're looking forward to the most. Bet you most people are just going to say that first Monday night game because it finally means the Ravens are back on television. So that's what everybody's probably going to be saying. But hey, let us know on Twitter or on Facebook. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Now, who knows when we'll be doing another show again? We're kind of going into the dark time of the year where there's not a lot to talk about. So you won't really hear from us unless news really wants to break. So it's going to be a little bit more sporadic until training camp. So make sure you stay tuned in to our Facebook page. And whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Or you can go to any of the podcast apps we mentioned at the top of the show and like us and subscribe to us on there. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show, write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Twitch and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone, say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call, and you should too. Are there any – how many more social media platforms do we need, by the way? That's far too many social medias that we have out there. You know, too many apps, man. Let's consolidate.
It's funny because Someone asked me the other day if I'm on TikTok, and I pulled the Bill Belichick. Remember Bill Belichick famously said I'm not on InstaFace, Snap, InstaChat, SnapFace, and he like inverted the words. I said, someone asked me on TikTok, and I said, I'm not on TikTok. Like, yeah. And they're like, what? That's TikTok. And I'm like, I'm messing with you. Like, I knew what TikTok is. I'm not on it. I got Instagram, 2 years ago? I broke down, but the only three I have is Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They're all three intertwined somehow. But yeah, I don't do the Snapchat. I don't do the TikTok-y. Three's enough, and I barely keep track of that. So, yeah. You know, and with getting busy, sometimes I just log on to see what's up and log out. But I'm on them. But yeah, I don't know how many social medias we need, man. It's the way of life, apparently. But the way businesses
somebody
go.
Asked me, but yeah, somebody asked me, "Hey, are you on TikTok?" And I said, "No, I'm 35." So they didn't really know how to respond when I said that. But
exactly,
That's a clip from Friends, if you remember, where Chandler's making chocolate milk and he asks Ross if he wants some.
That's right.
He goes, no, I'm 27 or something like that.
That's great. I remember that. Great episode. Great. I would say franchise. Great show. Great show. Yeah. Great episode. Love it.
All right. Well, hey, that's it for the show this week. Thank you all for listening. Hey, Ravens schedule's out. One more step closer to the regular season. We're getting there. We're getting through the year. Ravens, let's do this. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much for all you do, bringing us the content show. And, man, I'm just so excited to talk this schedule. And we know it was coming out a few weeks before the draft. We knew this is going to be a great stretch for the NFL and the Ravens in general. You know, draft schedule right within a month of each other. And, again, you know, I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts. Me and Brandon broke it down. You know, let us know. Let us know what your favorite games are. Do you agree with our takes? You got the Chiefs in agreement. We differ on the Steelers and the Soldier Field game. Our good friends over there, was it the podcast guys? So it's, you know, we love those guys, and I know that we're gonna beat you up a little bit with the Chicago pick.
Chicago
Audible. Thank you. I knew their names. I was like, what's the name of their podcast? They're gonna beat me up for forgetting it live on air. But sorry, guys. But I know I follow you guys on Twitter. I see you guys. I wanted to say that I got it mixed up with the Browns guys podcast. I almost said the Browns, and I'm like, no, it's not that one. It's been a while. I'm rusty. We haven't podcast in a while. This is our second show of the year. I'm a little rusty, guys. Forgive me.
Right.
Plus, we haven't really done any Ravens football podcasts in a while. So I'm trying to get in. Plus, I'm excited about the schedule, so I can barely contain my excitement. But forgive me, guys. But yeah, if you guys agree or disagree with our picks of the least favorite and favorite game, love to hear what you thought. Love to hear your takedown of the breakdown and take on the schedule in total. I would love to hear what I was pointing to, right? The stretch of home games for a month, AC North games at the end. You know, I'm sure people are going to be like, that's rough, but you know, it's what it is. But I just love it for the fact that sheer AC North football. And hey, let's bunch them all up. Let's go. I mean, let's just put them right after another, knock them out of the park. And it's going to be a tough test for the Ravens. But hey, what better way to forge through the adversity than to show you can make it through a schedule just like that. And again, it's our biggest schedule, 9 home games. So you got one preseason game taken away. We have a 9th added to the schedule. The records in different, they're going to be different. Now we have two things now, Brandon. We have expanded playoffs and we have expanded seasons. So, and the Super Bowl is pushed back until almost like what, second or third week in February. It's going to be at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. So, could the Ravens fans be making two trips out west, Vegas and LA? We'll see what happens. Ooh. In a few months. It's a lot of money to be throwing down, right? But we'll see. But we got to get there first, got to get through the gambit, got to get through the schedule to qualify for the playoffs. But this is the first year that we're not going to have 16 games. You're going to have difference of records, right? Instead of that 11-5 is going to be 12-5. You know, 12-5 gets you to the playoffs. Instead of measuring it with that 10th, 11th win, is going to be measured in 12 wins or 11 wins now. Because usually 10 wins qualifies. You had a 10-6. Now it's going to be 11-6 for 17. So it's going to be crazy how that goes for a 17 game, 18 weeks. Let us know what you think. Love the schedule. Can't wait to be dialogue with you. I know my phone's and if you feel distracted, I'm looking up different things about the schedule, but not only that, but my phone's blowing up. Live reaction as it's happening. People are like, we got this primetime game. Oh, I can't wait. And they're like blowing me up. I'm like, guys, I'll get to you in a minute. So told them I was recording. So, but everybody's overjoyed just seeing the reactions live on my phone as we're talking about it. Everybody's excited. I mean, you're going to get the naysayers, right? But I haven't heard one complaint yet. Everybody's like, we got this primetime game, Indy Monday Night Football, Chiefs home opener, let's go. Like, everybody's fired up. Can't wait. Just can't wait. And with that being said, we're going to get through the offseason. We're getting things back to normal, things the way they're supposed to be. Fans in the seats, yelling on defense, enjoying the atmosphere, tailgating. We're going to get there soon, guys. I believe it. We're getting there. The hype is real. And the schedule's out, and now it's real. Let's go. Baltimore Ravens. Hey, everybody, you with me? Let's fly high this offseason.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.